Welcome to Polishing the Badge, bringing you real-life stories and career memories from dedicated law enforcement officers who have proudly served their communities. Here's your host, former police chief Mark Spahn.
January 25th, 1963, Hauppauge, New York on Long Island. An armed man enters the Eastern National Bank and walks to the back where the vice president is speaking with an armed security guard. The robber points his gun and orders the guard to drop his gun belt, and the guard complies. While the robber started herding employees and customers to the back, one of the tellers pressed a silent alarm. The robber ordered another employee to fill up an empty bag with cash. Suffolk County Police dispatched a car to the silent alarm, and the radio call was heard by car 404, Patrolman Hugo Mutz, who was the first to arrive. Back in 1963, Police Commissioner John Berry said that many bank alarms are accidental, but when officers are responding, they're also thinking that this could be it. When Officer Mutz entered the main door of the bank, he realized this was the real thing. With his revolver in hand, he took a stance and ordered the robber to drop his gun. But the robber, who had surrounded himself with bank employees and customers, opened fire on the officer, hitting him several times. Still standing and faced with a tight group of innocent civilians around the gunman, the wounded officer held his fire. The bank guard jumped on the robber to try to disarm him, but the robber pointed his gun at the guard, and the guard stepped aside. But during this confusion, Officer Mutz saw his opportunity for a clear shot, and he took it. With 7 gunshots in his body, the officer started going down as the robber made his way to leave the bank. In one last heroic effort, Mutz grabbed the robber and tripped him, and even in his injured condition, managed to get one handcuff on the bandit's right arm. A 70-year-old man who saw the commotion from the street came in to help the bleeding officer finish handcuffing the robber. I had the great fortune to speak with Hugo's wife, Mary Mutz. Now living in Colorado, Mary shared her husband's story of bravery, courage, and restraint during one of Suffolk County's most notorious bank robberies.
The only reason he was shot 7 times is because he wouldn't fire back, because he was afraid he would hit one of the customers standing behind the gunman. He said he would have taken out a few people if he would have fired back. He had a .357 Magnum.
I asked Mary how she first learned that her husband had been shot.
Well, I was in the kitchen of my house I have 3 kids, and I saw a police car come up the driveway, and they jumped out of the car, and we had a patio that had a brick wall around it, and they didn't come through the opening. They jumped over the wall, and when they jumped over the wall, I knew that something happened to them. My babysitter was coming through the door to watch the kids. And I got in the police car and we went right over to the hospital, and they were still cutting his clothes off. But they had told me, oh, he just got shot in the arm, and then I saw bullet holes everywhere. I think he had like 11 holes in his legs because they went in and out twice. They went through one leg and through the other leg. Nicked his kidney and his liver, and he had one in his spine and his backbone, which they left in.
Mary talked about the moment when her husband saw his opportunity to take a shot at the bank robber who had just shot him.
He shot this guy through an Uncle Sam recruiting poster that was on a stand. The guy, when he tried to go for the front door, ran behind that poster. And of course, his feet was sticking out the bottom. Hugo shot through the poster and shot the guy in. Actually, he hit a main artery in his belly, I think. And the guy was still alive, and Hugo was trying to cuff him. And he got one cuff on, and he was passing out. He couldn't roll him, and everybody was so petrified they couldn't help him. And this old dude came in from outside. The guy was in his 70s, and he rolled him and put the other cuff on.
As Mary Mutz told me the story, it was remarkable to learn that the bank was right across the street from the hospital, and when police went to notify Mary, she and Hugo lived right next to the hospital.
Hugo was in the hospital within 5 minutes. I was at the hospital within like 15 minutes.
Police Commissioner Barry told the harrowing story to his colleagues in 1963. Barry said he went to the hospital to see how Officer Mutz was doing, and what the commissioner described as one of the most memorable moments of his own life. The commissioner walked into the room where the officer was being treated and described how Officer Mutz looked over, smiled, and said, "Hello, Commissioner." Remarkably, with 7 gunshot wounds, Patrolman Mutz pulled through. The bank robber was dead, and through investigation, police determined he was responsible for 3 other bank robberies. When Hugo was growing up, his parents owned a restaurant in Queens, and with a love for animals and agriculture, Hugo attended Farmingdale College. But Mary told me her husband was born to be a cop.
There was nothing Hugo ever wanted in his life except to be a cop. Absolutely loved it. There was nothing they could give him that he disliked. He just loved everything about it. And he was so kind to people. I mean, the public, when he was just a cop walking the beat, yeah, they absolutely loved him on the street. He was so good to the kids, and he always had a solution. He never tried to muscle anybody or frighten kids or anything. He always had a solution for them or what they could do to make it better. So I think he was born to be a cop.
Officer Mutz was promoted to detective and became involved in the special operations section of the police department, where he worked on dignitary protection, rubbing elbows with Presidents Reagan and Bush, Imelda Marcos, and the occasional congressman and Miss America. He also became close with New York Governor Hugh Carey. Hugo Mutz was eventually promoted to first deputy commissioner of the Suffolk County PD, but the man who survived being shot 7 times died from cancer at the age of 51. When Commissioner Hugo Mutz died in 1987, Governor Hugh Carey and his wife came to the funeral. The governor eulogized Hugo and spent time with the family afterward. Hugo Mutz was a man bigger than life. He was professional, humble, and caring. He was elevated to fame because of the dramatic shootout at the bank in 1963, but really, Hugo Mutz was the epitome of a professional cop even outside of that incident. And no one can argue that the courage, fortitude, judgment, and skill that he showed during that robbery underscored all of his virtues.
You've been listening to Polishing the Badge with Chief Mark Spahn. Share your story with us at info@spahngroup.com.